Hey everyone, it's me, Stevie. Welcome back to the Very Hot and Sexy Podcast. Today I have my roommate Anna on again. She was like my second guest, I think. And then she was also on my 21st birthday podcast. So I hope you guys are excited to hear her chat. We have some interesting topics. We talk about the Kardashians. We talk about some quotes we said in quarantine. We talk about old hot men. It's worth the listen. I hope you guys enjoy. And that's kind of all I gotta say. I've been really busy lately, just doing school and working. I do get to see Michael this weekend, and I'm so excited. This is the longest we've gone without seeing each other since the day we met. It's been like over 3 weeks, and I'm just so excited to see him. I think I talked about this already, but he's flying home. I'm not flying down there because he gets to come home like every so often. So instead of hanging out in Farmville, we're going to go to Chicago for a couple nights and just hang out there. We got a really nice room. And we're just going to vibe together. I'm so excited. Like, I have butterflies thinking about it. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend. I hope you all have a sexy Valentine's Day. Stay hot, stay sexy, and enjoy the pod. Here we are back again.
Hey,
with Anna. This is your third podcast appearance.
This is.
Are you excited?
It's my second solo. Yeah, I'm excited.
You're like my new co-host.
I am.
Oh, how was your day? How's school?
My day is pretty chill. Just had one class on Zoom. School's pretty well.
Good.
Don't really have much going on there.
Yeah, we don't really do much. We do like one fun event a month.
Yep.
January was my birthday.
This month.
February, we're having a roommate day.
Yes.
Where we each pick a theme and a drink and we do like a little bar hop around the house. Did you tell us your theme?
I did.
What was it?
Well, originally it was supposed to be last week. It was supposed to be on Super Bowl Sunday because we don't care about sports.
Yeah, but I had to go home.
Yeah, since Valentine's Day is coming up, I bought little Valentine's Day bags
with treats. So it'll be like when you're in kindergarten and you have Valentine's Day?
Yes.
I love that.
So I'm going to write everyone a little Valentine. Everyone gets a little goodie bag.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be a delayed Valentine's Day. Delayed Galentine's Day.
True.
Yes.
Yeah, it's rescheduled to the weekend after Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that'll be fun. My theme, I guess I can tell you now because it's not as good as it was. But you're going to get the inside scoop. Okay, well, originally I was going to try and do like a haunted house.
Oh,
like
God.
a scary room because I have like the LED lights. I was going to make them red. I was going to get like a strobe light and one of those noise machines.
Okay.
And then I also have a projector and I was gonna put scary shit up on there, and then I was gonna like dress up and like scare you guys and have like a drink that like looks like blood or something. But I was like, that's kind of a lot of work, and I wanted to do cardboard cutouts of like stuff, and I was like, I'm taking this too far. Just 10 Michael Jacksons and ETs around the room. I was gonna do that, but I was like, oh, it's too much work. I have to like actually try really hard for that, and it would cost me a lot of money. So I'm going to do ocean theme.
Oh, fun.
Under the sea. My projector will be up. I'll do like some fish.
Oh, that's fun.
It'll be blue.
Okay.
My drink will be blue. I don't know what it is.
I think Missy said she was jungle.
She's
jungle. I don't know if Maggie decided
Maggie,
on one.
Yeah. She hasn't told us if she has.
Yeah, she was going through a bunch of different ones.
But yeah, each of our rooms are going to be like a fun room. And I think we're going to order a bunch of food.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bunch of appetizers. Probably
just have a day.
Some. Yeah. It's going to be lit.
Sweet.
So that's our roommate plan. We've just been grinding out school for 3 weeks. We're on week three.
It's almost March.
Yeah, and it's fucking freezing. We're in like a, what's it called? A
polar vortex.
A polar vortex. It's been like negative, I don't even know, the past week.
It's hella cold.
It's freezing.
Very. I don't go outside that much though, so. I'm just happy our heat hasn't broke or
oh
anything.
My God, I know. Last year when it started to get cold, our heat broke and our house was freezing. My room's still pretty cold though.
all the time. I need a good temperature, though. My room's really hot all the time. I was debating opening up my window this morning.
Really?
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, that might be taking it too far. It's like negative 9 degrees out.
It's like last year, your room was always really hot, too.
Uh-huh.
That was bad.
It was so bad.
Lit.
I was sweating.
All right, well, we'll get into the topics.
All right. I wrote a couple down in my notes the other day, late at night when I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I first wanted to start off fun.
Fun.
With a little Kylie Jenner Stormy accent challenge. You know, when people are like, God. Stormy.
I've never even tried.
I just wanted to see if we could do it. Because I saw a bunch of people on TikTok, yeah, and they're I really see good at it.
How do I don't get it. I'm not good at, like, voice impressions.
It's like,
Stormy. She's so, like, light.
Stormy, baby.
Stormy. It's like an airy voice.
Stormy. I can't do it.
Rise and shine.
I just wanted to see if we could do it, because a lot of people can.
People are really good at accents on there.
Okay.
Stormy. I feel like I'm, like, talking good. To a dog.
Stormy, baby.
Stormy, do you ever watch her YouTube videos with her?
Oh, I saw one. I saw the one where they did the baking. Or yeah, like the
Stormy's
cooking.
Like really like sweet.
She's like, I thought she's kind of sassy.
She does have some too, but she's like a sweet girl. Like she talks a lot.
I can't believe how didn't she just have a birthday? Like three
she's
years
three.
Old.
I thought she was like two.
Yeah, I thought she's like 2 months.
So that means we were freshmen when she was born.
Yeah, I saw that maybe another Kardashian is pregnant.
Really?
And, like, you know how they're coming out the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Yeah.
I saw, like, a teaser, and I think it's Khloe holding her belly, and everyone's, like, crying.
Oh, well, it's not Kim.
No.
Hopefully. She's going through a divorce.
I think Kim's done. They have four?
They have four.
I don't even know.
And she does surrogate anyway.
Is it North?
North, Saint, Psalm, and Chicago.
Chicago. Those are such terrible names. Chicago.
I remember before North was born, everyone's like, she has to name it Northwest. And then she fucking names it Northwest.
I don't like the name Chicago for a child.
I think they call it Shy. I don't even know if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's a girl.
Yeah, Saint's a boy, North's a girl.
Psalm's a boy, and Chicago's a girl, I think.
Who's the youngest?
Either Chicago or Psalm.
Oh. Yeah, see, I don't
know. Yeah. I don't
know. And then Chloe's is?
True.
True.
True Thompson.
True Stormy.
And then Courtney has fucking Mason, who
Mason,
I hate.
Penelope,
and Rain.
Rain. I love them skits.
Rob has Dream.
And
I think that's all of them, right?
Oh, yeah. And Chloe's dating Travis Barker now or something?
Oh, she's not with Cheating Man, Tristan?
Oh, not Chloe. Courtney is dating Travis Barker.
Yeah, I saw that too.
But Travis Barker hangs out with Lil Huddy. And...
Well, Courtney hangs out with
Nessa, like all the TikTok girls. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, maybe Courtney hooked it up.
Well, aren't they going to Hulu or something now? Mm-hmm. Their new show? Isn't, like, Addison Rae getting a show too? And that's why they're all together?
Yeah.
All the time.
The
like
D'Amelios are getting a show. It's like, Keeping Up the D'Amelios.
Oh, God.
They're so boring.
Well, what are they going to do? They're 16.
Renegade.
It's just going to be like an Emma Chamberlain vlog. Like, yeah. Start a YouTube channel. You don't need a reality show.
I don't know, man.
Huh. I don't think the Kardashians will ever leave. They just breed over and over.
No. I don't know.
But yeah, if I had to guess, it'd probably be Khloe that's pregnant.
It's not Kendall. I don't think it's Kylie. But I also saw that Kylie and Travis might be back together.
I think they are.
I don't know.
I don't either. They still, like, post pictures of each other together. Like, he'll be at, like, obviously Stormy's birthday parties and stuff. But I feel like if he had a new girlfriend, she'd get really jealous.
Did Kylie ever date someone else either? I thought she, like, posted a photo in, like, Europe with some other guy. But then everyone's like, no, that's their, like, gay friend. And everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't keep up with the Kardashians.
I wonder what their new show is going to be called, too. Is there allowed to take that title?
I think it's, like, trademarked from E! I don't think they can get the, like, name back, but maybe. They're fucking rich and powerful, so.
Kris Jenner.
Kris can do whatever she wants. She's Kris.
But I heard they're going to talk about the Kanye divorce in the new the last I'd season. I hope so. I think it ends with that.
Yeah.
Because it said, I just read that they stopped filming in early January.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. I don't know when it comes out, though.
It usually comes out in the summer. The season premiere is, like, the beginning of summer, I think. Maybe yeah, spring, but I don't know with COVID and everything. I wonder if any of them have gotten COVID.
I feel like they all
probably.
I was thinking about that the other day with a bunch of influencers. I'm like, I think they all
have They probably COVID. All have gotten it.
And they're just afraid to be like, I had COVID.
And everyone will be like, no shit.
They've probably gotten it multiple times, honestly.
Tana Mojo's probably had it four times. Mm-hmm.
Tana Mojo's friend, Ashley?
Yeah.
Broke up with her boyfriend.
I know,
She has a new boyfriend.
She has a new boyfriend already.
I just watched her Q&A today. She, like, addressed it. She's like, oh, the question you've all been waiting for, me and, I don't know his first name, that gray music guy broke up.
Yeah, I forgot what his name
and
was.
And she's like, yeah, like, I don't know, I'm still processing it. And the next question is like, are you single? And she's like, well, no, I'm not single anymore. She's like, check my Instagram to see who I'm dating. And then I saw it, and it's like this dude.
It's a different dude, like 100%.
Who, like, lives in the house. He's, like, short.
What's his name? I'm gonna look.
And she comments on, I only know this because I saw, like, an Instagram story of them, and then she started commenting on all his photos, like, oh my god, that's so cute and stuff.
What the fuck? That's quick.
Yeah, but she, like, seemed pretty salty about things in, the YouTube. Because we had to split a dog, and she's like, I wouldn't know how the dog's doing because I'm blocked.
Wow, yeah, that's
it's this guy, I think.
His name's Yvonne?
I don't know. I've never seen it. That they're together.
Yeah, probably.
I've seen stories.
Well, I saw she posted a TikTok right before, like, Christmas or something. It was, like, returning $1,000 worth of stuff because me and my boyfriend broke up or something like that.
I don't know.
I was like, yeah. Oh.
She's like, yeah, it really rough towards the end. Like, you guys don't know half of it. I'm like, oh, salt.
I think his name was, like, Michael or something.
Yeah. A music producer.
Yeah, he's kind of weird, but we didn't really see much of him. But yeah, I saw they broke up.
All the celebs breaking up.
They're always breaking up.
I don't know.
I couldn't do it if I was famous.
I feel like it'd be hard to put my life out there.
I know.
Just to break up.
Yeah.
Especially because I remember she was like in those videos was like, oh, yeah, like, people are like, when are you going to get married? She's like, I don't know, I'm waiting for him to propose.
Yeah.
And they just broke up.
And like, that's, like, on there forever, too. And then her new boyfriend's watching that, like, oh, I thought you were going to go marry him.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
She bounced real quick.
Yeah, that's a quick one. That's what makes her happy. Makes her happy. All right, Anna's running the show tonight, so I don't know the topics.
I just have a bunch of topics / questions in my notes. This one, me and our other roommate, Missy, got in a little conversation about.
Okay.
Do you watch Modern Family? Or have you seen it?
I've seen it a really long time ago, and if it's about the hot guy, who's not
the
hot,
dad, yes.
That's not hot.
Okay, but let me say my argument.
Okay.
So my question was, is Phil from Modern Family hot?
No.
He's the dad. I'm not saying I'm attracted to him, but I'm not saying I'm not.
Well, you talk about him off an awful amount to not be attracted
because
to him.
He's so, and this was my point. It's personality versus looks because he is so funny. And, like, he just literally makes me blush. When he drops jokes, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I feel like he's talking to me. So my follow-up question to that would be, is Jimmy Fallon hot?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's exactly because he's really not, though. It's the humor.
It is the humor. And, like, I've seen pictures of him younger, and he was a smoke show.
Yeah, I bet Phil Young was a smoke show, too.
I can't get behind Phil Young. He just seems like he'd have too much body hair.
Dude, you gotta watch Modern Family. It's
I know. I used to watch it. I think when it, like, first became a thing on, like, ABC, me and my parents would watch it.
Same. That's literally why I started rewatching it.
I did like it. I kind of just forgot about it.
It's really funny.
Maybe I'll get into it, but no, I can't get behind him being hot. But Jimmy Fallon's hot.
No, okay, you need to watch the first season of Modern Family, and you gotta report back to
I
me,
will.
Because
I will
you'll think
back.
It, too. Especially in all those Valentine's Day episodes, they're like, I don't know.
Interesting.
If you know, you know.
Jimmy Fallon, something about him, like, charms me,
the
too.
Charm.
But, like, it's just one thing he does when he's, like, looking around and he gets nervous and, like, kind of laughing. He, like, does it a lot, and I'm like, Jimmy, you look good. Why are there so many guys named Jimmy?
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, those are the only two I can think of.
Jimmy Neutron. But
why do they both... Who's better, Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, do you think?
I like Jimmy Fallon better.
Me too.
I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel.
Neither. I just watch YouTube clips if it's like someone that I like on the show.
But I don't know who came first.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Fallon's been around for a while. So I remember there was like a movie in the 90s with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore.
Really?
Called Fever Pitch. It's a great movie.
I feel like I've never heard of that.
It's good. It's like a little rom-com, I think. Like a baseball rom-com. But he was like really young in it. So I think he's like been an actor for a while.
I love Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Except when she's in E.T.
Oh, true. I forgot she's
That's
in
the
E.T.
first movie I've seen her in. That might be her
first I forget
first
that's
movie,
her,
actually.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's probably the one that she got the most recognition on early on.
Yeah.
I forgot that was her. That's funny.
She's really young in that.
Yeah, she is. It's forever ago. I don't even know when that movie came out. In the 90s, maybe?
90s, definitely.
Yeah.
I watched it as an infant.
Same.
Okay, I have another topic.
What is
this
it?
This one stems from a TikTok.
Okay.
So, I saw this TikTok of a girl. She's doing, like, a workout routine, kind of. Mm-hmm. And she layered her sports bras because she's going to, like, a gym. And she's wearing maybe like a light pink one. And she said, okay, I want to wear this, but I also don't want it to like sweat through it. So she put on like a thick strap sports bra. And then she put a thin one on over. And it looked like a layered sports bra kind of. I'm like, that's kind of a look. And then I'm like, why don't we bring back like the middle school look, like the layered camis? Like I think are back in.
Straps are back in.
Like, when you used to wear a bra with, like, a cami over it, and you could see your bra strap because you purposely do it to, like, show off.
Right.
I feel like that's the look now.
It kind of is the look. I agree, but it can't be as trashy as it was when we were younger.
No, but I kind of want a freaking trashy back. I've also seen people on TikTok with, like, the glitter Victoria's Secret bra straps. Like, they're, like, bedazzled.
Oh,
and people wear it on purpose to flex the bedazzled Victoria's Secret. And I'm like, that looks terrible. But then I'm like, but does it?
But I love it. I do love it. But the way they're doing it now, it's, like, looking a little better than it used to.
So.
But I feel like if I threw on, like, a thicker sports bra and then, like, a thin, non-supportive one, it would look bad on me.
I think I gotta try it out. I think I'm gonna start layering.
Layering.
A lot of shit.
Probably smart. It's freezing.
Because I like wearing like a long sleeve turtleneck with like a shirt over it. That's
yeah,
a layer.
I love that. I've been doing that
layer.
A lot.
I just want to keep adding layers.
There's nothing wrong with adding layers, and it's more support if you're running.
Mm-hmm.
Can never
Don't
go wrong with
them.
That. True.
I thought it was genius. I'm like, this is a great idea.
I should try it, but I don't know if I have the right clothes to make it like not look gross. And also, when I go to the gym, we're not allowed to wear sports bras anyway. Our campus gym won't let us show our shoulders or our stomachs.
Yeah, because then you couldn't, weird. Like, wear a long cami with a shirt over it.
Right.
But could you?
I don't think I can get behind that one.
I think I can get behind if you're wearing, like, a lace bodysuit with, like, a crop top over.
Yeah.
And it's, like, lace
underneath.
Yeah.
That's true. But I don't want to go to the gym.
It's time to start experimenting with fashion.
I agree.
Going against the trends is my new trend.
I'm down to try it
like,
with you.
I'm bringing back scarves.
Like infinity scarves?
Yeah.
I'm not going to mind you on that. Oh my god, if those came back, I would hate myself because I donated all 50 that I have.
I read that tankinis are coming back. And I'm going to be honest, I saw a bunch of tankinis on Shein. But not full tankinis. I literally put one in my cart because I'm like, this is cute. It's not a full tankini, but it's not a bikini.
It's like a sports bra vibe?
Yeah.
Or does it go
yeah,
further?
Yeah, it's like a long bralette.
I could get
but
behind that. The
someone
tankini.
Made a TikTok and was like, I think it's going to come back. And then someone's like, Emma Chamberlain, can you do this?
Yeah, if Emma Chamberlain does it, then we can all do it.
And I was like, T.
She's like our fashion god.
Because why did that ever go away? I mean, it's obviously ugly, but...
It's kind of flattering. If they were, like, more high-waisted swimsuit bottoms. Yeah. Yeah, and then you feel more secure.
If you're feeling a little chunky, you'd be like, oh, perfect. I'll just throw this on.
I might be ordering myself a tankini. I could get behind that. When I think tankini, I think of, like, Walmart and the ugly stripes. But, like, we could make it cute.
I know. I think we could, too. Huh. I'm trying to find the picture of it because I was like, oh, no, it's here. I was excited. I really wanted to order it.
That's tea.
It was just, like, a little longer where it wasn't, like, full.
Right.
I don't know. I need to find it.
Not a full tankini.
It was cute.
I could see it being cute.
Maybe I have it in my cart, honestly.
What else is coming back? I feel like some weird trends have been emerging.
Yeah. Oh, and then my other point while we're on the fashion topic.
Mm-hmm.
I think plaid print just needs to be done.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, I'm like, flannels are the only thing besides like the plaid Brandy Melville pants.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two things that plaid goes with. You're not wearing a plaid like crop top.
No, that would look horrible.
Plaid skirt, I guess, but I feel like we're just like, it's done.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I like the, what kind of skirt? Like, tennis skirts. But anytime I see a plaid one, I'm like, I guess it's cute on her, but I would never buy it.
I like the classic, like, blue-green, like, dark plaid. Oh, like, yeah, school, like, schoolgirl vibe. Private schoolgirl.
But I don't like the yellows and I don't like the reds.
Yellow
it's too
and black
much.
Plaid is gross.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That navy blue and that green looks good.
Yeah, I just feel like everything else, it's, like, done. Like, what else are you going to make out of it?
I don't even wear a flannel out of the house anymore. I just wear it. Oh, that tankini is cute.
It's almost a tankini.
That's cute.
It is a tankini.
You could use that top as, like, a going out top, too.
I know. Because it really sucks in. I literally have it saved. I'm like, that is cute.
That's really cute.
I think it's here.
I'm kind of
for it. Because that's, like, a full top.
Oh, and the back is all open and strappy.
It's like a tube top. It literally is. But is that still a tankini? Yeah.
That's totally a tankini.
Because it's long.
With a little high-waisted bottom. Yeah, I would consider that a tankini. I'm down for it.
I think they're here.
I might hop on the trend before it becomes popular.
Which now I'm like, I should have saved my Justice tankinis. So it should be so like Y2K now.
Totally. I always think of that. I had some like ugly graphic tees when I was little and I donated them. I'm like, I'm never going to need these. I could be selling them on Depop for 50 bucks.
Like the Delia's ones? Yeah. Like French fry and chicken nugget or whatever. BFFs.
Hello Kitty. All that shit.
Yeah. So you're your first tankinis are coming.
What I'm learning from being alive so long is that never throw any of your clothes away because they're going to come back and you can sell them for triple the price.
It recycles back so fast.
I know.
There's a lot of shirts. Yeah, like the Depop shirts. I'm like, dude, I literally own that.
People sell Brandy Melville shit for a crazy amount,
and, like,
which I don't
Paul
think is
Frank,
fair.
Like monkeys.
Yes.
Dude. You're like $30 crop top. Like that's a children's girl's shirt.
You
could have
got
that
at Walmart for $5 when it was popular.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I know. I started doing this thing because I have some clothes that I don't wear anymore that don't fit me anymore, but they're so cute. And someday when I have a daughter, I'm like, I can give these to her. So I started putting aside shit that doesn't fit me because I'm like, she's going to love it. If I loved it, she's going to love it.
I have such a hard time giving my clothes. I was going to. I started doing it today and I'm like, but what if there's that one occasion where I want to wear that shirt?
And we haven't done anything in a year.
I know.
So, like, when things are open, I'm going to take my full wardrobe and go crazy with it. Everyone's seeing every piece of clothing I've ever owned.
I've been starting to think about that. Like, today, I'm like, I really want to online shop. I'm like, oh, but I have nothing to wear to. But in my head, I'm like,
I will.
It's spring. It's almost summer. Vaccines are getting distributed around. I think you and Misty will probably be vaccinated by the summer.
Yeah, probably.
Like, all my family is. I'm like, okay, people in my circle are starting to get vaccinated.
True.
Not that I'm going to go out and rage, but I'm like, at
we
least
can
I
still
can
have
start
an
feeling
outing.
A little safe.
Yeah, you'll feel a little more secure if all of us are vaccinated and you're
outside,
the only one that's not.
Wearing a little cute shirt. I'm excited.
I'm so
it's
excited.
It's coming. It's almost March.
I know. I keep seeing things that were, like, running out of vaccines, but I don't get how that's possible.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's, like, the main focus of the world right now. Mm-hmm. So you'd think they'd be, like, mass distributing these.
I feel like it's only the U.S.'s problem, too.
Probably. I heard Russia has too many.
What?
I don't know. Everyone says a different thing every day. So I don't even know what's true.
Like, Johnson & Johnson and a different company are, like, releasing their vaccine, too. I think it's, like, all the same. They probably just get, like, money or whatever.
I heard, because right now it's two doses. You have to get it, like, 2 weeks apart or whatever. But now they have whoever's coming out with the next one. It's just one.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I know.
First dose. I heard the second dose is the worst.
Really?
When my family members got it, they got, like, they just felt, like, sicker next time around.
That sucks.
It's like sore arm and like muscle aches and stuff, but it goes
that.
Away.
It's like a tetanus shot. It like hurts your muscles so bad.
Yeah.
It's so tender. My friend got the vaccine because he works at like a pharmacy or something, and he said he had diarrhea for like 2 weeks.
That sucks.
I was like,
ew,
fuck.
I hate that. It's like the worst symptom I would want.
I know.
I think I know some people who got like a fever or something for like a day, but then it just goes away.
Yeah, that's
fine.
What I'm hoping I get. Your dad, did he have any?
He just felt like tired and stuff, I think.
Yeah, just how you
but
feel when you're like getting
I think you're
cold.
Supposed to feel like that. Like, aren't you literally just pumping
the virus
into you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fun.
Lit.
I want it so bad.
Okay, next topic.
Okay, my next topic. I don't know how I thought of this one, but I typed it down because I think I think it's a topic that needs to be discussed more.
Okay.
I don't like the concept of when you're married and, you know, you go to work, calling people your work wife and your work husband. It really bothers me. I don't know if I was watching a show or something where, like, they were calling each other that, but I'm like, if my husband comes home from work and he's like, oh, my work wife, I'm gonna have a problem.
Do you know what would be worse? If your husband, like, talks about that woman or man or whatever, if, like, just, like, nonchalant, like, it's a coworker, and then you go to, like, the Christmas work party, and the bitch comes up to you and is like, haha, we're work husband and wife. I would literally be like, you fucker. Because people who say that, like, it's like a joke between the office and everything.
But it's
and
not.
It's, I don't like it.
I get it, though. Because then I wrote dot, dot, dot. I guess I understand. But at the same time, I don't think that's the appropriate term. Because
be
I
like,
understand if you're at work, like, 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a male coworker and they're, like, your buddy.
Yeah,
and
you
like,
can be
the
friends.
Duo, but why don't you call my work bestie?
That's what I would say.
Because I just feel like
if you already have a wife, why do you need a work wife?
I feel like it, what's the right word, degrades the title of husband
Yeah,
and
it
wife.
Just makes it less, like, meaningful.
Yeah. Like, bitch, you married me. We had a full-on wedding, expensive wedding.
And you have a
so
work wife?
So I can
wife?
Get the title of your wife, and then you go to work one day and you have a new wife?
No.
I don't like it. Like, you know what? Think it all you want. Like, oh, this is my work wife. Don't say it to me. Do not say that to me.
Yeah, that's not going to fly. Thankfully, Mike is like a mechanic.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll really have a work wife.
No.
Not that women can't be mechanics, but they're also not like working
common.
Together
yeah.
like in an office. This is like an office job situation.
I just don't like it.
It just seems like a little flirty.
I think I thought of that because I'm in a work or I don't even know the name of my own class. communication and organizations class. We're
yeah.
talking about like communication and organizations and like what's appropriate and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like workplace relationships and like boundaries and stuff. I'm like, that's a boundary that I don't think you should cross.
Yeah.
Even if it's a joke, I'm like, you gotta be careful with your workplace relationships. I also wouldn't want to date someone at my work.
Me either.
Or work at the same place as my husband.
No, because that's like. You're living together
they
already.
You gotta keep it separate.
Yeah.
That'd
I don't get
so
how people,
annoying.
Like, because a lot of people, like, start their own business. With
mm-hmm.
But being business partners, coworkers, husband and wife, like, that's a lot
like
to put on
Joanna
a relationship.
Of whatever
yeah.
that show is.
Like, how?
What if you don't agree on something? Like, you're putting the company at stake.
Right. Like, you could literally just destroy everything.
Yeah, I would
That's, like,
do
a
that.
Lot to put on a relationship. I would never do that. I guess it works for some people, but just my personality, I'm like, I need a break from you.
No.
I'm going to see you every single day.
Because then you could, like, carpool to work together, and then you get home, and then I feel like a lot of your arguments or fights would be related to work.
Like, yeah, it all, like, intertwines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could be fighting about something completely different, and then you're going to bring a work matter into it, and then a kid family or matter into it.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And I feel like it's kind of fun, like, being apart from someone all day and, like, coming home to them.
So I want
to,
like, know your day at work. Right. I don't want to know exactly what happened at your work day.
I don't want to be, doing the exact same thing as you all day. Yeah, then it's something to talk. Like, what do you talk about? And then when you're at home, you're still working because you're going to be talking about work all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to find that balance, I think.
I feel bad for, like, within quarantine, the couples who have both had work from home. I don't know if I could do that either. Like, even if you have your separate office spaces, I feel like you're so used to being apart during the day and having your own time.
Right.
I think that's important.
It's very important.
That I feel like I would just get really pissed off.
Yeah.
Working from home all day and I was sitting there too trying to work.
Totally. I feel like quarantine has, like, made and broke a lot of relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some studies on that, like divorces. I feel like a lot of people also got married.
Oh, but so, like, many people weddings, got married.
Like, what is it called? Elope?
Yeah, like elope, I guess. Yeah, that's true too. People, like, a lot of people just, like, jumped on it. They're like, might as well do it now.
Have a wedding later.
You're right.
I guess I can understand, but I feel like it'd still be sad.
I guess I'd do that if the wedding, like, we were already engaged and then quarantine hit, and I was like, well, we can still get married on our date, but do the wedding at a later time. Some people still just have their full blown weddings.
Yeah.
So I was like, why
is that allowed?
I guess it's allowed in some states. I don't even know in a lot of places though.
Yeah,
it depends. It changes all the time, but, like, I don't know. I feel like that's putting a lot of pressure on your guests and everyone, and there's gonna be people who don't,
like,
come,
and, like, old family members too. And I just don't trust, even if, like, no, we wore masks. I'm like, I highly doubt you're dancing around in your little mask.
You had a huge, like, dinner together.
And all the
wedding
photos, I'm like, you wore a mask on in all the wedding photos.
Right. Like, I don't know. I feel like I just want to wait it out.
Yeah, I would too.
It's worth waiting to have everyone there, and everyone will be so hype. It could be, like, one of the first events once the world's back open and be, like, your wedding, and everyone would remember it. Like, fuck yeah. Because people go crazy and be so happy.
I also read that there's, like, weird studies, like, not, I don't know if I read about this, but people are wondering what, like, the babies born in quarantine are going to be like.
Yeah, because they don't get overstimulated.
Like, yeah, they're not, like, out in the real world. Which I honestly, I feel like I'm, like, affected by this.
I think everyone's affected a lot, has been affected a lot more than we think. And there's going to be a lot of studies because we're all living through a pandemic in a society, and our society is, like, very evolved.
Yeah.
It's not like the Black Plague where, like, most people are dying. A lot of people are dying and getting sick, but, like, our world's also very different and very, like, industrial these days.
Yeah. So much technology.
And, like, especially
people are just learning online,
right?
Like, all those kids in, like, elementary school or whatever, like, they're, like, developing years. Like, they're gonna be really messed up from this.
I know. It's gotta, like, affect them mentally for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's also gonna be a huge difference between just countries because we all handled it so differently.
Oh yeah.
Americans are fucked up. Like, a lot of Europe, they were, like, full shut down. What is it? New Zealand doesn't have corona anymore, right?
No, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think they have any new cases, and I think, Australia, Australia and New Zealand are, like, full-on festivals, no masks, like
they're
no
back
worry
to normal.
In sight, but they have really strict travel rules, like, you can't get in, which is, like, whatever,
why do we
need to do that, why do you need to go to Europe?
Yeah, some people are still traveling internationally. I'm like, I get if you're being safe and shit, but just stop.
Yeah, like, what's the point? Or, like, even if you have work there, can't you do it over the phone?
Right.
Or, like, over Zoom or whatever?
I don't know. America just is, like, forcing us to adapt to a pandemic, which is not, like, good. Like, it was handled so poorly, I can't believe it. And it's too late to even shut down again, I feel like.
No one would do it.
If Joe was like, shut everything down, everyone would be like,
I've watched some of the impeachment trial today.
I didn't watch any of it.
I didn't even know it was on, if we're being honest.
I think it started Monday.
I think I got a CNN notification after I watched some of it, though, that they had enough people vote for it to go through or something. I don't know. But the one guy I watched, I don't even know who was talking, but he was loving Trump. Mm. And he was, like, trying to claim that you shouldn't impeach a former president because then you can go back and impeach every former president. I'm like, okay, like, I get it, I guess. I'm like, this is a little different. Like, do you want to go back and impeach, I don't even know, like, a really old president? I'm like, no, that's not
We're
the
very
point.
Scared he's going to run again.
Yeah.
We just don't want him
like,
to get back.
Make everyone stop their next future vote because you don't like them. I'm like, yeah, kind of.
If it's someone this horrible, yeah, you probably should peace the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just getting really confused. I'm like, I don't care at this point. Can we just live the next 4 years just thinking about them? I just want to worry about them when he comes. But if we can prevent him from coming back, that'd be awesome
too. Yeah, it's just a preventative measure, honestly. We don't want another parasite.
No.
Infecting the country.
So I'm sure one of his family members will hop in there, though.
Oh, for sure. It's just going to keep going.
The Trump legacy.
I feel like Barron Trump's going to run someday, but he's going to be, like, full-blown liberal.
He's, like, an independent already.
Yeah.
So. He might, honestly. I love
totally
it when people
see
do
it.
That. Just totally switch it up. Like, pull Claudia Conway. Yeah. She's going to be on American Idol.
I know.
I'm confused by that. It didn't her. She posted a TikTok today. It didn't sound like she made it far or anything.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh yeah, I'm on American Idol on Sunday.
She's there. She's like a good singer, but a lot of this is for like clout.
I've never heard her sing.
TikTok. She's a good singer, but like,
she's gonna have a sob story, which she should. I don't think Kellyanne's a great woman, but
no, she. I think a lot of it's for clout. I didn't even know American Idol was still a thing, honestly.
I neither.
And now all the younger kids are gonna be fucking watching it because Claudia's on it.
She's getting the views.
She's getting a lot of views.
That's so weird.
I can't believe. I think it came out that her mom was hacked. But the nude thing.
No, there's no way she was. How is she hacked by that? And why? But if she was hacked, then who would have the picture of Claudia?
Said in a TikTok, they're probably deleted now, but she was like, I think my mom took my phone and put that picture on the phone for blackmail, and someone hacked her iCloud and posted it.
No, I don't
which
think
is wrong
so.
In every level. That's what she said.
I feel like they, in that position, they have so much security measures. Like, I feel like their passwords aren't easy.
Right,
to
I'm like,
into.
How is a government official's iCloud getting hacked?
I feel like it was blackmail. And I don't trust whenever she's like, no, guys, this is me posting. Like, this is all me. I'm like, this is another Britney Spears, which I just started the documentary, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, Claudia's posted TikToks like, I'm never going to take a break. If I say this, this, and this, it's not me.
But like, then she does. She's like,
but then she'll post a
TikTok
and be like, I'm taking a break. Everything's fine.
She's like, I love my mom. It's her birthday. I'm like, girl, yesterday you were like calling the police on her.
And, like, she was posting, like, videos of Kellyanne, like, literally, like, verbally assaulting her. And I'm pretty sure she's, like, hit her in the sound video. She said she has, like, hours of footage. But her mom's so powerful and her dad is, too. Like, she can't get away from it until she's 18. Like, she just has to wait it out for 2 more years.
Did you finish the Britney Spears episode?
Yeah.
I didn't finish it, but I went on her Instagram.
Yeah.
I, like, wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know how she has a boyfriend or a husband?
Yeah.
He posted an Instagram story today and was like, I don't like Jamie.
Huh.
He's like, I came to this country so I could speak and not be silenced, and I don't, all I'm gonna say is I don't like Jamie, like the dad. I was like, T.
He's fucked up.
I know. I didn't finish it yet, though, but was that whole Justin Timberlake part the only thing about it? Because I didn't think what Justin was that terrible.
Yeah, that's kind of
I think it was just the media and the paparazzi
painting
Justin in a bad light. I
mean, me too. And probably
knows,
just,
but
like, publicity stuff. He's being told, famous people are usually told what to say, especially in that time era.
And wasn't he, like,
that era?
Same age-ish at the time, too? I mean,
yeah.
He knows what his publicist was saying, too.
Right. I don't know. The
I
TikToks I was seeing, they
her.
Made it out to seem really bad, and obviously it was shitty, but, like, I feel like that's just kind of how a lot of shit
with
goes.
Every celebrity couple.
Yeah.
But who knows? I'm like, Team Britney, but it's like, damn, this girl needs some help.
I know, it's really sad.
Free Brit.
Free Britney.
Leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone! That's an iconic video. Anna has a game for me.
Okay, I just made it into a game.
Okay.
Backstory. Well, my original thought, I wanted to go through, you know how we made that shared note? The quarantine quotes?
Oh, God.
Starting March 30th of 2020.
Oh, God.
So the game I just thought of, I'm going to read the quote.
I have to guess who said it.
You guess who said it.
Okay. Preface, March, we were not well in the head.
No, and preface also, this is quotes from maybe 3 or 4 different people.
Yeah, we had a very small queue. So how many quotes are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, where's that?
There's like 15, but some of them I don't feel comfortable sharing because it just is like...
Yeah, I know. We said some bad stuff.
The first one, I don't even know what I can say. Okay. Some of these are just... Not that they're like anything derogatory or bad, but it's just like questionable.
Yeah.
But we were probably a little delusional. So we'll start off...
I can't even think of one, so...
Okay.
Okay,
we'll start off with something easy. Why do we let ourselves call them cookie and coconut head? Question mark. This is on day 3.
Quarantine, cookie and coconut head? Was that you?
No.
Who was it?
Maggie.
Who are we?
The worst part about these quotes is we didn't add any context to why they were said.
We figured we'd remember, but
they were just
We were usually pretty intoxicated.
So I don't know why they were called cookie and coconut head. And I don't know who she's referencing either.
Isn't that from a show?
Yeah, that's from Ned's
Declassified School Survival Guide. I don't know. I guess it was just a thought she had. It's a valid question. Next one.
Okay. When I brought fish home from school, my mom made us go out in the yard and watch her dump them out.
Oh my God.
This is on day 7.
Oh my God. This was Fortune.
Yes.
My old roommate last year, her name's Fortune. And she literally would say the funniest shit ever. And I remember we were talking about like school pets or bringing fish home from the fair. And she would just like tell us the most crazy stories about her parents. And like she brought home fish from school like most kids do. And her mom just dumped them out in the yard to kill them. And made her and her brother watch. And I thought it was so funny. I remember that so well. I was like on the floor crying. I was like, that's traumatizing.
Oh, I miss Fortune.
Oh no, I love her.
It's been a minute. Okay.
Next quote.
I hope we have time. The rappers. Before the keyboard gets away. This was said during a sleep talk.
I hope we have time.
Someone was sleep talking and said, I hope we have time, the rappers, before the keyboard gets away.
Who's sleep talk? This would be someone who's...
This is on day 14. This is 2 weeks in.
That was a long bender. Okay. It had to have been at one of our little slumbies.
Yeah.
Which there was only me, you, Maggie, and Kylie at. I don't sleep talk. Do you even sleep talk? I feel like it was Kylie.
It was me.
It was you?
I don't remember. Sleep talker. Either. I feel like I do remember you guys telling me that. I think it was like drifting. It was probably we were watching like a movie and I was so tired.
It was at a living room sleepover and I do remember it now. It was you. Totally.
Okay. We should start selling feet pics again. Day 2 of quarantine.
I think that was Maggie.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Preface, Maggie never even sold feet.
Yeah.
I've never sold feet either.
The again thing.
The again?
Interesting.
Okay.
Quarantine quotes. I forgot about this.
Guys, you literally need to stop. This is now my 90th nomination of juiciest ass of the decade.
That was you.
Yes.
You said that.
Don't know why I said that.
We said juicy ass so much.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of quarantine. Why? Like, we would play Quiplash constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And we would say the worst shit.
I love that game.
Me
Jack
too.
Was so good
Jack was amazing at Quiplash. He won every single round.
Okay. I drew titties on my tech deck.
That's Jack.
Ethan.
It was Ethan?
Ethan day 6. When did we even see Ethan during quarantine?
I don't remember seeing Ethan at all.
I don't know.
I feel like that's not something he'd say.
No. Maybe it's like a Snapchat or something.
I could. Interesting. I'll of our little quotes.
Yeah, I don't know why. It said the last quote we took was like in April or something.
Huh.
Okay. I used to think Joe Biden was cute when he was dating Obama.
Fuck, I remember someone saying this. And was it you?
Yeah. I don't remember when I looked at these.
You did say that.
When did we have these conversations?
I think I took a Snapchat of that too. We would literally get so drunk in your living room and just like talk.
Yeah, delusional too.
Yeah, like we were weird.
Okay. We'll do.
Okay. There's some questionable ones.
I mean, they're really not. Oh, never mind. I can just say all. All right, but okay, this one. Jack Sweaty Mike Riley.
Why is that in there?
I don't know. Day 5 was an interesting day. All these quotes.
Yeah. Well, I call Mike Sweaty Mike. That's his name in my phone. What did Jack say it?
No, I said that.
You said it?
Jack Sweaty Mike Riley.
Maybe we thought they were, like, going to get together.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
We'll do 2 more.
Okay.
Penis over payroll. This is kind of deep. Like, I don't know what it means.
Penis but I feel over like it's payroll? Deep.
Like, what does that mean?
Did Jack say it?
No, I said it.
You're saying a lot of these quotes that I could never picture you saying.
I know. That's why I'm trying to, like, delve into my brain and see what that means.
Penis over payroll?
I feel like what I was saying was, like, I want to be a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, T.
Does that make sense? Like, I'd rather... Never mind. Okay.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Penis over payroll. I can get behind it.
Okay, last one. Hush, little Stevie. Don't say
I hate this quote.
I'm going to bleep some stuff out. Hush, little Stevie, don't say a word. Daddy's going to buy you a new blank. If that blank don't work, Daddy's going to whip out his big fat one.
Jack
said on
that
the very first night.
That's what inspired me to start this shared note. Jack said that to me.
Yep.
I don't remember why, but I was like, that was really disturbing.
They're all pretty disturbing.
Yeah, we did write that down.
I wish we kept continuing.
I know.
We would have had a lot more.
We were, like, fucking weird for
a
good 2 months.
We had a big movie thing, too.
Yeah, we really had quarantine down.
Yeah, we did.
It was very fun, honestly, the first...
We thought it was just going to be, like, a month.
I know.
Yeah, here we are now.
We would do homework together every day and just have a sleepover in your living room every night.
It was fun.
We'd watch every movie ever.
Of every genre.
We did puzzles. We made a
board
game.
We
do have to make a new one.
That would be so fun. We can do that our next roommate day.
Oh, yeah, we should do that. That would be really fun.
Game day.
Huh.
Beautiful. In March, because then it'd be 1 year since the first one, too.
That would be beautiful. I'm excited.
Good idea. Poster board. Those were all my... ideas today.
They're beautiful. Do we have any more topics or are we done?
I don't think so. I'm good.
We're done here.
How long is it?
Let me
need any filler time?
No, we're at like 40 minutes. It's perfect.
Beautiful.
Well, right. Thanks for joining
me
again.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Come back anytime.
Oh, I will.